Begin the current daf Masechet Eivin, daf Tezayin, to begin on five lines up from the top of the Yamid. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf regarding Machlekes Amiram of Paretz Kaimed, that although we learned in our Mishnah that there is a psul, or when there's a partitions, mechitzes, a domain, that if there's Paretz Meruba Loimed, if there's more open area in this enclosed area than closed, than Oimed, then it's going to be possible. Machlekes was regarding if it's Paretz Kaimed, if it's equal, the amount of open area, the gaps, the openings, the windows, as is the Oimed, as is the closed part. So we have Machlekes, and the Gemara is trying to discuss and verify by different rayas to see which is the correct pshat. So the Gemara continues, Toshma, we learned in the Braisa. Nimtzisat Oimer, it comes out that you're saying as follows, and this is in the beginning of Masechtas Klaim, in the Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad, that Sholosh Midas B'Mechitzes, that there are three types of walls, partitions by the Lochas of Klaim, that although you're not allowed to plant grapes and other vegetables in the same area, but if there's a proper partition, Mechitza, that will separate the two areas, and you can plant the grapes on one side of the wall and other vegetables on the other side. So there's three types that are considered halachically a Mechitza, and they have different halachas related to them. The first one is kol shupachis mishleisha. Whatever it is that if the wall itself is less than three tefachim, that if let's say it's made out of standing reeds, standing poles, and each one is less than three tefachim wide, then sarach shelo yehei bin zeh lezeh shleisha. Then, because since the walls that are here, that are made out of different parts, let's say different sticks, sticking up, and each one is not three tefachim, so then it has to be less than three tefachim between each pole. And the reason is, kedei shleis dakar hakdi bebasreish, so that a goat cannot get through in between the poles that are creating this wall. And that is what it means to say, is that it can't get out without having a disturbance, something that's in its way. Because if a goat can walk straight through, that totally nullifies the halacha of lavan. And that is, if there's less than three tefachim between the two of them, and we're talking about there's constant poles, and each one, it's very small, each one is less than three tefachim wide, but there's less than three tefachim between each pole, then we say that even if it's parts meruba lo'imid, even if there's more open space than closed, for example, if let's say the poles were each one two etzbois, just two finger breaths, yet the space between each pole was two tefachim, which is much larger, still it's going to be kosher. And the reason is because the space that's less than three tefachim, we say loved, we say as if it's closed. And therefore it comes out that the entire area is viewed as amud, as if it's closed, as long again as the space between each pole, even if the pole is very thin, just two etzbois, but the next one is less than three tefachim from that one, and so on around this whole area, we'll view the entire area as closed, as if there's no gap at all, because love it says we see the area between the poles as if they're closed. That's the first case. Kol shu gimel. Let's say these poles that are surrounding the area, again, regarding, we're talking about the lochs of klaim to make a mechitza between what's inside and what's outside, if let's say each pole is three tefachim, or migimel vadal, or if it's even from three to four tefachim, but not including four tefachim, four tefachim is going to be the third type of case, then what has to be is that you can't have equal amount to how much is the closed area of each pole. This gap in between them cannot be the same amount. And the reason is, kadesh lo yehei parts karmid, so that you should not have an equal amount of a gap as you have in the closed space. And that is, as long as you don't have kimilui, as long as you don't have the exact amount in the gap as you have in how big each stick is, so then even if you have a space of three tefachim, which would not work by the first case. The first case has to be, since they're very small, they're not three tefachim wide, you have to have that the gap is not more than three tefachim. In this second case, you could have the gap being more than three tefachim. But as long as it's less, however big each pole is, let's say each one is 3 3/4 of a tefach, so then you could even have 3.5 of the gap, but it's still going to be kosher, because since you have the oimid merubal apart, since the closed area is more than the gaps in between, so then you don't say what's called asavir the high gisu mevatale. We don't say that the airspace on either side of each board, of each pole, is mevatale, nullifies it, because that is larger than what's in between. So therefore, now we don't see those openings anymore as parotzes, as breaches. Rather, we see them as psachim, as if they're openings. And therefore, that will be kosher again, even if it's more than three tefachim in the second case, but it can't be kimilui, it can't be equal to the amount of the boards that are inside of it. V'imhoye parts meruba lo'imid. But let's say if it was that the gap, the breach, was larger than the closed area, which the Gemara later on will explain, because really it should have said v'imhoye parts ke'oimid, because we're saying that it's only kosher if you have more oimid than parts. But it sounds like if it's even parts kill oimit would be a problem. It shouldn't say if it's parts merubal oimit. So the Gemara later on will discuss this. But either way, if you have paritz meruba la'omid, then av keneged ha'omid asa. Then, in the second case, where each pole is between 3 and 4 tefachim, and now you have the breach that's larger than the pole, than the closed area, then you can't even carry, and regarding the halachas of climb they were talking about, that you can't even plant even opposite the wall part, because we don't say a wall that's less than 4 tefachim to be strong enough to say that you're permitted to plant on either side of it, where you have parts meruba, where you have a larger gap than what's closed. Halachically, it's as if there's no wall even here. We view it as a non-entity, because since you have airspace on either side of it, which is larger than the closed area, which is called parts meruba, then we see it as if it's mevatel the wall, and therefore you can't even plant grapes on one side and other vegetables on the other side of the actual wall, because we view it as not there. Now we come to the third case, which is the largest of all of them. Kol shehu dalad. If the poles are not less than 3 tefachim, and it's not even like the second case of between 3 and 4 tefachim, rather it's 4 tefachim or umi arba ad esa amas. And the same thing applies from 4 tefachim up until 10 amas, and 10 amas is included in the same category. Sarch shaloyehe bin zela zekimlui. What you have to have is that you can't have, however big it is, 4 tefachim, 5 tefachim, 2 amas, 10 amas, whatever it is, you can't have the space in between it that's equal to the boarded up area. Shaloyehe parts kaimit, so that you should not have, as we said regarding the second case, to have the open area larger than the closed off area. However, if it was more than 10 amas, say we said this is only if it's from 4 tefachim till 10 amas, but if the closed area was 12 or 15 amas, then you wouldn't be able to say this halacha at all, that we're not allowed to have the parts like the milui, to have the parts like the yomid, because even if the parts would be less than the yomid part, for example, if let's say the pirtza was more than 10, let's say the closed area was, like we said, 12 or 15, even if it's only 11, it would still totally invalidate the whole area, as we're going to say late at the end of this brisa, certain general rules. So that's what we're only talking about from 4 tefachim till 10 amas. There, the problem should only be that you shouldn't have the parts, either meruba or ke'oimid, the amount of what's closed. But if it was more than 10 amas, then you wouldn't be able to have it, even if it's less than the oimid, as long as it would be over 10 amas, it would totally invalidate it. So we're talking about from 4 tefachim to 10 amas, you can't have, as we said by the second case, so far it sounds the same as the second case, you can't have parts meruba lo'imid. However, since this is larger, it's 4 tefachim and larger, v'mhoye parts ka'imid, let's say it was parts ka'imid, that you have this problem that it is the same size as the closed, k'neger ha'imid mutter, but opposite the closed area, you would be able to plant on either side the grape and the other vegetables. And since it's a chashava wall, because it's more than 4 tefachim, and therefore, even if you have, like we're saying, parts meruba, not only parts ka'imid, as it says, as the Gemara later on will explain, it's not just parts ka'imid, but even if it would be parts meruba la'imid, but opposite the ayimid, although you can't carry, and you, regarding the halachas of climb, you wouldn't be able to plant by the open area, but by the closed area, the board that's 4 tefachim is chashav in its own right, and then you would be able to plant on other side, either side of the ayimid. However, connected the parts asa, but opposite the open area, that would be asa. So Rashi goes ahead and puts together, we have these three different types of measurements. Regarding the first measurement, we have when the poles were less than 3 tefachim. There we weren't makpid, we didn't care if the space in between was going to be equal or even more than the oimid part, because since the pirtz is not going to be more than 3 tefachim, even if it's going to be more than the milui, than the closed area, up until 3 tefachim, we don't view it as a pirtza, rather we view it as lovin, and therefore it's going to be kasher. Regarding the second type of measurement, we were makbid, we were particular about that it shouldn't be that the pirtza should be the same as miloy. That was the case of when the wall is more than 3 tefachim, because if it's going to be the same as the walled area, which is more than 3 tefachim, you're going to have a share of what's called a pirtza to consider that airspace as airspace, not as closed, but rather as a breach. And therefore the airspace that was going to be more, and it will be mevatel the oimid, then even opposite the area that is oimid still would not be permitted, because it's totally mevatel, as if that wall that's 3 tefachim, between 3 and 4 tefachim, is not even there. But regarding the third type of measurement, where we said where that's a oimid chashim, that if it's from 4 tefachim and up, where that border, you cannot be mevatel that, and even if you have aver on either side, even when you have parts meruba lo'imid, there, by that case, we said that you would be able to plant on either side of that board, but not by the parts part. Now the Braisa concludes with three general rules, which apply to all the three cases that we spoke about. If there was more closed area in this partition than breached areas, then af keneged haparetz mutter, then even opposite the breached area, it would be permitted to plant the grapes on one side and the other vegetables on the other side, because we view it as a pesach, as an opening, as Rashi explains, going on all the cases, even on the second case of when it's between 3 and 4 tefachim, because there also he said that sarach shalo yehei bin zel hazekim loy, that it shouldn't have the same amount, but if it had less than the amount of the closed area, then it would be permitted in all cases. The second general rule the Brice concludes with is nifrit sabayosim yasim, but if the breach is more than 10 amis, usr, then the entire area is going to be usr, even opposite the area that's oimid, which even though you have a chashav area, because since it's more than 10 amis, it's considered a pirza and not a pesach, and it totally invalidates the entire area. And the third and final general rule is hayusham kanim hadakranim. If let's say they were pointy sticks, that is, they were slanty like a decker, which is stuck into the ground, and then, so you have these sticks, and then you make a braided vine that goes from one stick to the other, like a ches, like similar like a chuppah. Then, even if the opening is more than 10 amos, which we just said in the previous klal, that would be a problem. In this case, even if it's more than 10 amos, it's going to be mutter, because this is what's halachically known as a tzuris ha-pesach. It's a doorway. You have two sides, two lintels, and you have a doorway on the top. That's what you have these sticks with the this pay a klua that's going from one top to the other, that helps by klayim even more than 10 amas. Although generally for the halachas of Shabbos and the Mavi, we say it only helps up to 10 amas, but as we learned in Daf Yud Aleph, regarding klayim, we make even more than 10 amas if it has this halachic principle of a tzuris ha-pesach. This was the braisa that we spoke about. But now the Gemara concludes with the question that it was bringing it for. But one thing that we see from this braisa was by the second case in the ratio, we said megimel va'ad dalet, when these poles that are going around this area that we're creating this partition, if it's between 3 and 4 tefachim, we said ubavad shelo yehei bin zel hazekim loy, that it's going to be kosher. We're going to see this area as closed off, and therefore you can plant on one side grapes and one side other vegetables, as long as you don't have between each stick kimiluye, the exact amount of gap as we have closed area, which that's the case of parts kaimed, and we're saying that would be aser if it's equal to yufta Rav Papa. That seems to refute Rav Papa's opinion, because he said it's mutter when you have parts kaimed. That the Gemara says, Amalcha Rav Papa, my miluye, what does it mean when it says that if you'll have the same amount as the closed area? It means, nichnas v'yotze, as we had said, similar to Rutsum on the previous daf, that the Braisa, what it's saying is that it would be easily to put in and out in the gap that's between the other. And what the Braisa is saying, that whatever is 3 tefachim, or from 3 to 4 tefachim, that you should not have between each stick the amount that would be the same as what's closed area, that was nichnas v'yotze, which means to say that you should not have a breached area as the closed area that's nichnas v'yotze, which would be essentially parts merubah. You'll have a larger area of breach, because when we say that you shouldn't have the parts, that you shouldn't have the open area as the oimid, as the miluy, it means to say whatever the side of the stick is, let's say it's 3.5 tefachim, and you have 3.5 tefachim, 3.5 tefachim, the space in between should not be the same as the sticks. Now, when you're going to try to get a stick in to measure, you won't be able to get it exactly. And therefore, what we mean is to make it easily in and out. If you were able to easily get another stick in between those areas, that means it's really more than that. So essentially, it's saying a case of parts merubah. Now, therefore, if it's going to be parts merubah lo oimid, then even opposite the oimid is going to be usr, which was how we would explain the second case. Since you're surrounding this area with something that's not chasher, because it doesn't have a width, a four tefachim, that's how Rav Papa explains the case, that it wasn't really parts kil oimid, because when we say it shouldn't be kimilui, it means easily the parts shouldn't be like the miluy, which basically means to say the parts is going to be a little bit more, and therefore parts merubah, that Rav Papa agrees, is a problem. And as the Gemara says, hachanam estabra, it really makes sense to say that the Braiser, when it says that, it means to say that not exactly as miluy, but a little bit more. Midiktani, from the fact that we learned in that case, of the second case, it said, imhoi parts merubah loimit, that however, regarding this case of when these poles are between 3 and 4 tefachim, that if the breach is larger than the closed area, then we said af kenegedo oimid asa, and even opposite the closed area, it's going to be asa, because we says that it's mevatlit from this side and from the other side, and since it's not a chash of a board, it's less than 4 tefachim, it's going to be totally nullified as if it's not there, and you can't plant on either side of that actual board. But the mashmois is hoka oimid mutter, but if it was exactly the same amount as the board, then it would be permitted, shema minah, exactly like Rav Papa, that parts ka'imit is mutter, not that it's aser, because you see when it says the inverse, it says that the problem is parts merubah al-aimit, but if it was parts ka'imit, it would be mutter. So therefore the Gemara says, let me tap to you if the Rav and the Bredi Bishua. So to the contrary, let's say this will refute the other opinion that says parts kaimit is asr, because here you're proving to me that parts kaimit is mutter. So Amalach, so Rav and the Bredi Bishua would answer you, l'tameich, according to what you're trying to prove, aim a seifa. But look at the seifa over there, when it talks about the general rules. It says, imhoya imin merubala parts. It says, if the closed area was greater than the breached area, then av kenegeda parts mutter. Then even opposite the breached area is permitted because we see that all is closed. But the question is, the mashmoyis is, but hakapar it's asr, but if it was equal amount, then there would be asr. So therefore, the Gemara concludes, sefer kashra papa. So the sefer is difficult according to papa, because there it's mashmoy, the parts ka'imid is asr. And reisha kashra avon b'dei b'shua, which what we began to ask before, that's difficult because there it sounds like that it's mutter. So the Gemara resolves both opinions. Sefer papa le'kashra, because I did the tana reisha parts merubah lo'imid. Once the reisha had to talk about a case of that terminology of meruba, that says that the Rish is talking about when you have more of a breach than the closed area. And the reason why you have to say that that's the case where it's usr, and because we couldn't have said it any other way, because we wanted to reveal that when it said miluyoy, that's a problem, it meant to say not exact. Because we wanted to tell you that if it is kaimid, rather to the contrary, that there would be mutter even opposite the parts. So as we explained before, contra papa, that it wasn't exact. So then, therefore, Tani Seifa Oy Merubal Parts. So to keep the same terminology, the Seifa also said the words of Meruba, that when you have a larger area of clothed than the breach, that then that's where it's going to be mutter. But even though it didn't even have to tell you that, we already knew this from the Reisha, as we just explained, that even when you have Oymed Kiparits, the same amount is going to be mutter. From the fact that it says that the parts should not be ka'imid, and as we explained before, according to Rav Papa, that meant nichnis v'yaitse, but if it was exactly, we said it's going to be mutter. And definitely, oymed merubah parts, that for sure is going to be okay. So why do we even say it at all? Rather, because of the ratio, we learned to say for, but not to infer anything, but to say that, oh, it's only oymed merubah parts, that's going to be mutter, but if it's oymed kiparits, that there would be us. So it's not true, we just wanted to keep the same flow of the terminology from the ratio to the sefer, because the ratio had to say the word merubah, so the sefer also said merubah. And similarly, the Gemara says, Rachel Ravu in the Beredi Vishu like Kasha. The Rachel is not difficult to the other opinion, because I did the boy Lemisna Seifa. Oymed Merubah parts. Since the Seifa had to say that when the closed area is greater than the breached area, that is where it's mutter, because it couldn't have not said that, because we wanted to tell you that in inference, as his opinion is, that Oymed Kiparits would be Aser. That's why we only have to tell you when it's Oymed Merubah parts is going to be mutter. So Tana Reisha parts Merubah Lemit. So therefore also the Reisha also kept the same terminology of saying when the breach is more than the closed area, that is where it's going to be us. Even though we didn't have to tell you that, because the inference already from the Seif is that when even like it's Oymed, the same amount, it's Aser. So why did we say in the Reisha parts Merubah? Obviously not to say that it's only when the breach is greater that it's Aser, but if it's equal, it's mutter. Because from the Seif, we already know to the contrary. It's just to keep the same flow. So therefore both of them really give essentially the same type of answer. Either the Reisha was because of the Seif, or the Seif was because of the Reisha, but each one had to say a case of merubah, and therefore the other one followed suit to keep the same style. But now the Gemara asks, Bishlam Rav Papa, we could very well understand the contrary of Papa, that his opinion is, parts ka'imit is mutter, if it's the same amount, then it's going to be mutter. So mishamachi lo arvluhu, therefore, he didn't mix together part of the second case, which was when it's three tefachim, together with the first case, which is when we said it's when it's less than three tefachim, vitani luhu, and then to learn them together. And it should have said on some level, it could have said that whatever is less than three tefachim and three tefachim has to have, that it shouldn't be between each one three tefachim. That, it's not difficult according to Rav Papa that it should have said like that, because it couldn't have said that according to Rav Papa, the words tzarech shleihei bein zeh lezeh gimel, that it shouldn't be three tefachim between the two poles. Because since it is Oymed Gimel, it is three tefachim, according to Rav Papa, it doesn't make a difference to us if it has a parts of three tefachim, because again, Rav Papa's opinion is that parts kaimit is mutter. And therefore, the way he set up the three cases, according to his opinion, that's how the Tana set it up, was to put three together with the next case of anything that's less than four tefachim, including three tefachim, to say that the problem would only be when it's kimilui, when it's exactly the amount of the breach as the closed area, because that would be, as we explained, when according to our Papa, when it's nichnas v'yaitze, which is going to be a problem when you have parts merubah lo'im, the way we explained according to our Papa. So therefore, according to him, it's not difficult why the three tefachim wasn't together with the case of the first type of case, which is when it's less than three tefachim. El Rav Hun de Bered Yeshua, according to him, that he holds parits ka'imit is aser. So then la'arvinu, we should have mixed together the case of when it's three tefachim together with the first case, when it's less than three tefachim. Listen, and it should have said as follows. Anything that's less than three tefachim, which was the first case, and three tefachim, which we had in the Braisa been part of the second case, according to him, it should have been part of the first case, and it should have said, the halacha that applies by the first case, in essence, applies to three tefachim also. You shouldn't have between each one three tefachim, and because essentially they have the same type of halacha, because even the one that's three tefachim, you can't have a gap of three tefachim, because that's parts ka'imid. And according to Rav Hunbrei Yeshua, parts ka'imid is aser. So essentially, it has the same halacha as less than three tefachim, which also cannot be three tefachim, because then it's not going to be loved. So well, according to him, it should have been together with the first case, not with the second case. And that the Gemara says, Mishum delei dami psula dereisha. The reason is because you cannot, doesn't have the same principle, the halacha, as the ratio, when the problem is that it's when it's talking about the case of the psula of when it's less than three tefachim, the psula de seifa to the psula of the seifa, which is talking about a case of when there each one is three tefachim, and as the Gemara explains, psula de ratio, the psula of the first case, which is when each stick is less than three tefachim, there it has nothing to do with parts meruba lo emin. There we have no problem with that, because as long as the pirtz, as the breach, is not three tefachim. Even if the oimid, the closed area, is a tefach, and the breach is two tefachim, tefachayim, it would be kosher. Because we have the halacha principle of love, that when it's less than three tefachim, it's going to be kosher. And it's only when you have a breach of three that then we say that that's called paritz, and we don't see it anymore as love. And as the Gemara says, Kadesh Ali is dakar hagdi bevasachas, the whole problem is when it's three tefachim, that it's a problem when each stick is less than three tefachim, is because if the goat could get through, we can't say anymore the halachic principle of love as if it's closed, because look, goats are walking right through. So that's one principle. Again, nothing to do with parts meruba loimid, we don't care. The stick could be one tefach and the breach is two tefachim, it's still less than three tefachim, we see it closed between each stick. It's only when it's three tefachim that invalidates love it, because the goats could be walking through. However, psula the seifa, regarding the psula of the seifa, which was when the sticks were three tefachim, there the psula is not because the goats could get through. Because if it was oimid meruba, if you had more closed area than open area, we wouldn't be concerned with a goat could get through. That is, even if it's more than three tefachim of a breach, if it's less than the oimid, we don't have a problem with that. So what is the psul of the second case, when it's three tefachim, when there's a breach of three tefachim? That's because shalei parts koimid. That's because that you shouldn't have an equal amount of pirtza as the closed off area. And therefore, the Tana of the Braisa, although halachically it's going to come down to be the same dimensions, would be the psul of the first case and the second case, when it's less than three tefachim and three tefachim, that it can't have a breach of three tefachim. However, since the Tana is coming to teach us the different types of measurements and the different halachic principles that relate to mechitzas of klayim, when he could teach us a chiddush in the reasoning and the understanding of what it hinges on, this psul, then he's going to teach it separately. And therefore, it's not difficult to coin to Rav Huna Beredi of Yeshua why it didn't say it together. Because although it'll have the same halacha lamaisa, but the principle are totally different. The case of the three, although it can't have three, but it's for a different halachic principle, because it can't have parts ka'imid or parts meruba la'imid. But that's, according to Rav Huna Beredi of Yeshua, is even parts ka'imid. However, the case of less than three, when it's a problem of three, it's for a different halacha, because now it's not loved anymore. And therefore, that's why we said it in two different cases, because principally speaking, the case of three tefachim shares the common denominator with less than four tefachim. So although halachically it could have the same as the first, but it doesn't share the same category, and that's why it's with the second case. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the first case that we spoke about, of the ratio that we said, pachis mishloisha, that has to be, when we're talking about these sticks that are less than three tefachim, that you have to have between each stick less than three tefachim between them. On that, the question is, mani, who is this that makes a differentiation between less than three tefachim and three tefachim? Obviously, Rabbani, that it's Rabbanan, that they also differentiate between less than three tefachim and three tefachim, as the Gemara says, that regarding the halachas of Lavid, which is what we're talking about in the first case, that we see it as if it's closed if there's at least less than three tefachim between each pole. The army that they say, Pachis mishleisha mean loved. Less than three tefachim, we view it as connected, as closed. Shleisha loy mean loved. But if it's three tefachim, we don't say loved. So therefore, it's obvious that the time of the Braisa is the Rabban. However, the Gemara asks, Ema Sefer, but look at the Sefer. When it talks about the second case, it says, Kol shu shleisha, whatever is three tefachim, umishleisha v'arabah, and from between three and four tefachim, that's all in the second category, that there has a different halacha. From the fact that this Tana is differentiating between the second case, which is less than 4 tvachim. And the third case, which is 4 tvachim and on, because it says in the second case that if it's less than 4 tvachim, if the breach is larger than what's closed, then we say in the second case that even opposite the wall area is going to be asr. However, regarding the third case, when we say that it's 4 tvachim, the walled area, then the Sefer says that it's permitted opposite the closed area, even when you have parts merubah on the closed area. So from this you can infer, and that's what we continue on to the top of Amud Beis, Asorin L'B'Shemim Gamliel. Obviously, the Tana is like B'Shemim Gamliel. The Amar Pachas Mar Bala, but that he says that there is a difference between 4 and less than 4, because he holds that we consider an area closed up until 4 tvachim. And that is why there's a difference, again, between these two cases, of the second case and the third case, if it's 4 tvachim or not. As the Gemara says, the Irabbanon, because if the Sefer would be the Pinim de Rabbanon, so Mishloshav Arba, so regarding the second case, of when it's between 3 and 4 tvachim, in other words, obvious it's only up till 4 tvachim, but not the 4 tvachim would not be included in the second category, because then the third case talks about whatever is 4 and 4 tvachim, and from 4 tvachim till 10 amas. So obviously the second case is only up until 4 tvachim. So the question is, Shloshav Arba Chadhu, but the second case of when it's 3 tvachim, and the beginning of the third case, which is when it's 4 tvachim, are essentially the same thing. In other words, how could this Tana differentiate between 4 tvachim and 3 tvachim, that we say that only up until 4 tvachim is the second case, but not including 4 tvachim, because the Seif again says whatever is 4 tvachim and up, but we're going, as we proved, according to the opinion of the Rabbanon, that they say 3 and 4 tvachim is the same thing. Once it passes 3 tvachim, it's already not loved. We already don't see it as closed. We see it as a breach. So therefore, it seems to be a contradiction in this price. So who's the Tana? On the one hand, it seems from the Reisha that differentiates between 3 and more, that up until 3 we're going to see loved. That's the Rabbanon. Yet the second case says that there's a difference between 4 and less than 4. That seems to be according to the opinion of Shem Gamliel, that up until 4 we'll see an area as closed. And that the Gemara says two different approaches. Amar Abaye, min the Reish Rabbanon Sefer Narabbanon. From the fact that we proved that the Reish Rabbanon, the Sefer is also Rabbanon. However, Moed Rabbanon agree that this din to separate Klayim from the rest of the area through this Mechitza, that's different than the halachic principle of Lavan. That is, the Chol Lemishra Kenegde, if we want to permit something opposite the walled area, that if there's a space of 4 tvachim, of that the board is 4 tvachim, chashav, that's considered chashav, and therefore, even if you have parts merubah la'imid, you'll be able to plant opposite, and that was the third case. And if not, it's not chashav. Again, this is different than the halachic principle of lavi, which is to consider an area as closed. That is correct, up till 3 tvachim, as depending on the rabbanon. However, regarding this area of planting opposite the wall, that would be only if it's considered makam chashav. Rav Amar, Rav gives a different approach. He says, "Mid Sefer Shemim Gamliel, from the fact that we prove from the Sefer that there's a difference between 4 and less than 4, the only one that we find that says that is Rav Shemim Gamliel, that he says the principle of love is up till 4. So Reisha Nami, so the Reisha also, again, that says that more than 3 tvachim, you're not going to say love it, is also Rav Shemim Gamliel. But the problem is, but we know Rav Shemim Gamliel says you say love it up till 4 tvachim. So on that he says, V'chiyam Rav Shemim Gamliel Amrin and love it, that although we know Rav Shemim Gamliel says you say love it up till 4 tvachim, Sahanami Lamala, but that's only above. For example, like the case of a crossbeam, which is where they spoke about this machlekes, that there on top we'll say up till 4 tvachim, we'll see it as closed. Avalamata, when it's concerning an area, then when it's lower, that there, more than 3 tvachim, havale kemechitza shagdoim baikimbay. That's going to be like a wall that kid goats are walking right through. Lo yamin loved. Then you can't say loved, even according to Shem Gamliel, if it's more than 3 tvachim, because if kid goats can walk through, you could say from today till tomorrow, that halachically we see it as a virtual wall, if it's a gap less than 4 tvachim, but if things are walking right through it, which is when it's related, when it's below, then we cannot say love it, even according to the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. And therefore, again, there's no contradiction in the Braisa. Either you'll resolve it as a baya, that it's all the Rabbanan, or you'll resolve it as Rav said, that's all Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Now the Gemara resumes discussing this machlekes of paritz ka'imid. What is the correct approach? Is paritz ka'imid mutter, or is it us again when the breach is the same amount as the closed area? So Toshima, the Gemara tries being a raya. We learn the braisa, the fanas halalu, these walls, shiruban psachim mechalonis, that the majority are doorways and windows, open area. Mutter, it's permitted. Ubavad, shehei oimin ruba laputz, as long as you have more closed area than open area. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Sheruban salgadaydach, can you actually mean that there should be more closed area than open area? But you just said the case toma, that it has more windows and doors, meaning more open area than closed areas. Rather, the way you have to be gairis is, the correct version is, there is a lot there's a multiplicity of doorways and windows, then it's mutter ubevachi, I mean merubal parts, as long as the majority, although there's a merubah, there's a lot of windows and doors, but as long as the majority is closed area, that's more than the breached area, then it's going to be mutter. So the inference is, hakaparat aser, but if it's going to be exactly like the breached area, then it's going to be aser. So to yufta drop papa to yufta, that is a refutation of a papa's opinion that he says parts kaimen is mutter. Here you see I have to have oimen merubala parts more and not the same amount. And the Gemara concludes, v'hichasei kafasei drop papa, and the halacha follows drop papa that parts kaimen is mutter. The Gemara asks, wait a second. Tiyufta v'helchazah, does that make sense? You just refute his opinion from this b'raisa, and then you say halacha follows again? So Gemara says, in, yes, mishum d'daika mesnitin kavasei, because our Mishnah on Amad Aleph, as the Gemara showed on Amad Aleph, it seems to say just like him, that now as we learned in our Mishnah, la'yu peratzis yiseris al-binyan, that our Mishnah said that the breaches should not be more than the building. The inference was, as we said in Amad Aleph, ha'kabinyan mutter, but if it is the same amount as the building, then it's mutter, and therefore our Mishnah, which is, in a sense, better than the Braisa, seems to say like Rav Papa, that again, Paritz Ka'imid is going to be mutter, and not like Rav Hunbe Beshua, that's going to be us. Now we begin the next Mishnah. Again, continuing on the permissions that we gave for Shayara, for caravans that are out in the open area, we made certain leniencies for them. As our Mishnah says, Mekifin Shloisha Chavon, we could surround an area to enclose it with three ropes. And that is, horizontally, we make these ropes going around it. And as Rashi says, as we explained, it's going on caravans that are in the open valley. This is, we gave them this heter, that is, zeh l'mayla mezeh v'zeh l'mayla mezeh. You make the ropes one on top of the other. Now, how does that work? That there's like these poles, these posts that are all around. As the Mishnah says, ubavad shelo yehu bein chevel l'chaveir shloish tefachim, as long as you don't have a gap, an ear space from these ropes that are the three ropes, one between each other, more than three tefachim, then it's going to be okay. As Rashi explains, from the ground up till the lowest rope is less than three tefachim. So now we see it as totally closed, because that's Allah of love, and that rope down to the ground is viewed as closed. Now from the bottom rope to the middle rope is also less than three tefachim. So now you have six tefachim, which is closed, minus two mashus, two minute amounts, because it has to be less than three tefachim, and that's with the combination of the two ear spaces and these two ropes. Now from the middle rope to the top rope is also less than three tefachim. So you have, with these three ear spaces, you have essentially nine tefachim of closed area, again, besides minus three mashus, because you have to have it within three tefachim of the other one. So you have three, six, and nine, again, between the three ropes. Now you have that nine tefachim as closed, and therefore, minus a few mashus. And that is what the Mishnah continues and says, Shir chavolim v'oivin yeser al tefach, that the measurement of the ropes and its thickness has to be more than a tefach, again, which would basically mean the more of the tefach has to be those three mashus which are missing from those nine tefachim, plus the one tefach, which is the combination of the ropes, their thicknesses should equal a tefach again and a little bit more to have those three mashus. Then, k'deishi ha'akol asar tefachim, then with that combination, you're going to have 10 tefachim of closed areas, as we explained. So although you really have only a rope that is, let's say, a little bit more than a third of a tefach, so each rope is going to be a tefach and those three mashus, and the rest is open space, but we view that as halachically closed because between each gap is less than three tefachim. That's halach of loved. So if people are out in this open area and they can't create walls with these ropes, halachically they will have the area viewed as a reshus yachad, as a closed area. Another approach one could do is not horizontal but vertical. Mekifin Bakan, you could surround this caravan, the area where they're encamping for Shabbos, with poles that are stuck into the ground standing up. This is a mechitza of shesi, meaning of vertical, but the one of the ropes, as we said, that was a mechitza of ariv, of horizontal. So basically, you do the same thing. As long as there's not between each pole and the other one three tefachim, that will be the same type of halacha. However, the Mishnah has a machlokes to how to qualify this permission, this heter that we have regarding these lenient mechitzes, which are not really mechitzes, but they're halachically mechitzes based on the concept of lavid. And that the Mishnah says a machlekes. B'shayara dibru dibru Behuda. Behuda says that this whole heter that we were lenient for was only by a caravan, people that are out in the open, they don't have the same tools and things to use as a person that's in the city. So there you could use either a shesi or a erev, as we said, either the horizontal ropes or the vertical sticks sticking up. And as we said, but regarding an individual that's not a caravan, then we did not make the leniencies until you have both shasi and arv that you make horizontal and vertical. Then you'll have this plaid type of this crisscross type of area that will be enough. But they can't do either one or the other. However, Chamaim Nacham argue and they say no. The only reason why I picked the case of the caravan was because that's the more common thing. People in the cities usually have what they have enclosed. But really, the same hatch applies not only for people out with caravans out in the open fields, but it's really permitted for everyone to do this heter of either shasi or lechi. You don't need both. Similarly, the Mishnah concludes with a similar machlokes. Kol mechitza she'ena shel shasi v'shel arv. Any mechitza, any closed area that doesn't have both this horizontal and these vertical lines, ena mechitza, that is not halachically a wall. Div Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. That is, Rabbi Yisrael argues on his father that was quoted in this Mishnah, and he says that even for the shayara, even for the caravans, you still need to have shasi v'arv. We're not even lenient for them, as his father Yehuda says that it's only leniency for them. Even them, he says that it has to be shasi and arv. However, the Chachamim argue, and they say, Echem Shnei Dvarim, either one from the two. Again, you could permit the Shayara, or anyone, either from the Shasi or from the Arv, as we mentioned before, which the Gemara is going to discuss. It seems to be the same opinion as Rabban that argue on Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara explains. Amr Rabban Huna Umar Rav. Hari Amru, we already said previously that Oymid Meruba Al HaParetz B'Shasi Hava Oymid, that regarding if you have more closed area than the breached area by vertical poles, that they will view it as closed, and that is although there are pirtzes, but as we learned on the previous daf in the Mishnah that said, said you shouldn't have more gap area, more open area than the closed area. And that Mishnah was talking about clay behemoth that you use to close it off with the utensils of an animal. Those are generally shesi, that they're standing up because they're standing on the ground, but they're not horizontal because what's supporting them? So obviously that there we said in that Mishnah, this heter, of when it's oymen merubah laparetz, there we speak about shesi, when it's vertical and between each one is less than the area that's closed off. However, Rav Nuna asked from him, what is halacha when they're horizontal? And that is, as Rashi explains, we couldn't resolve it from our Mishnah to say that it's going to be kosher, because our Mishnah, although it doesn't seem like it, essentially it's totally closed off area, because with the principle of Lavid, we see it as if it's totally closed. So if our Mishnah you couldn't resolve, what's the halacha if you have Oymen Merubah laparetz? The question is, so what would be the halacha? Would we say the same heter of the previous Mishnah, when there was talking about shasi by vertical, that there if it's less, if you have more Oymen than parts, that there it's going to be considered closed? Would you say the same thing when you have Oymen Merubah laparetz regarding horizontal? So I'm Abaya. Toshimai says, I could prove to you from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Shir Chavolim Bo'ovin Yesal Tefach, that the thickness, the measurement of the thickness of the robes have to be more than a Tefach. Shiyu HaKol HaSar Tefachim, that we said that way, that would, we made these halachic walls of 10 Tefachim by having a gap less than 3 Tefachim. And to make up for that 9 Tefachim minus a few, 3 Mashus is to have the robes equal 1 Tefach with those 3 Mashus. That's going to make a halachic wall of 10 Tefachim. But now Abaye says, V'i'isa, were it to be that Oymid Meruba would help by Arev, by the horizontal, just like it helps by the vertical, so then Lamali Yesra Tefach, why would I need that the rope should be more than the Tefach? I'll show you a different way that it could work even with less than what the Mishnah requires you, if you held that Oymid Meruba Laparetz would help by Arev. As follows, Li'avad, he should make the ear space of one of them, Pachas Mishloisha, as we spoke about, less than 3 Tefachim, V'chevel Mashu, and the rope, just a minute amount. And same thing for the second one, Upachas Mishloisha, V'chevel Mashu, an airspace less than 3 Tefachim, and a little bit of rope. Upachas Me'arba, V'chevel Mashu. Now, so we have, now we have 6 closed from the 2 bottom ones. Because again, you have less than 3 Tefachim, a little rope, less than 3 Tefachim, a little rope. So you have an area of 6 Tefachim that are oymed, that are closed, or something close to 6. Now, for the last rope, you're going to have an airspace less than 4 Tefachim and a little bit of a rope. So what essentially you're going to be having is, you're going to be having the airspace, the third airspace is going to be less than 4 Tefachim and the rope that's a little bit, so therefore that should be kosher, even though you're having a breach of 4 Tefachim, because since you have, as we said through the principle of Lavid, that the bottom 6 are going to be closed with the halachic principle of Lavid, so therefore you have an oymed of shisha and you have a peretz of 4. So therefore, we don't have to have that the ropes will equal to make this area of 10 Tefachim, because even when you have this open area on the top of 4 Tefachim, that will still be considered with the little rope that's on top of the breach of the 4 Tefachim, as if you have parts, you have Oymen Merubah LaParetz, And therefore, it would be kosher, again, even less than less than the ropes equaling a tefach. In other words, let's say the ropes don't equal a tefach, as we said. Each one is really just a minute amount. But since the bottom ones are going to be considered six tefachim, or a little bit less than six tefachim, but let's say 5.5 of clothes, now even if from the second rope to the top rope is going to be a gap of up till four tefachim, however, now that's going to equal 10 tefachim, even if the top rope is also just a mashu in there, they're not going to equal a tefach, because you'll have 10 tefachim of closed area by virtue of that between these, the ground and the top third rope, you're going to have almost 6 of closed and almost 4 of open. Now that's considered oymim ruba laparetz. And therefore, that should be kosher if you said oymim ruba laparetz, even by arev. If it's a fact that the Mishnah does not say that, obviously, that it had to say a case when the ropes will equal a tefach, and only that way that each gap is going to be less than 3 tefachim, that then we're going to say we see a wall of 10 tefachim. Because if it wasn't coming from the principle of lovet, that is regarding at least the top reach, that there it's going to be up to four tefachim, which you can't say lovet anymore, then we won't say anymore that it's going to be kasher. Because although you'll have oymin meruba la parts, because the bottom 6 is more than the top 4 that's open between the areas of where this wall is, which is the top rope and the ground, oymin meruba la parts does not work by arv. That's a bias proof that it only works, as the previous Mishnah said, by shesi, but not by arv. So the Gemara responds to Abaye. V'tizbra, is that really true? Do you really think that you have a good raya to show that when it's oymim ruba laparetz, that it doesn't work like by arv, although it works by shasi? From the case that you said, wait, the Mishnah could have said, the case that you just said, in the way that you would have had 6 meruba of the oymim on the bottom, and the 4, which is less, of the parts on the top. And obviously that from there you're proving that the Mishnah didn't say like that, that oymim ruba laparetz doesn't work. It's not true, because where exactly are you putting this 4, the space of the 4 that you're putting somewhere between one of the strings, or from the ground to the first string, or between the second and the third string, or from the third string on the top? Where exactly are you putting this space? If you're putting on the bottom one, that is between the ground and the first string, you're going to make a space of less than 4 tefachim, but that's going to be more than 3 tefachim, so you won't have loved, but you're going to have it being a paritz, which is going to be less than the amud, which is on top of it. But then it's going to be like a wall which the kid goats are able to break through, and even if were it to be on top of that 3.5 tefachim, whatever it is, which you don't have love it anymore, that you'll have even a complete wall of 10 tefachim, still it wouldn't work. Even forget about the fact that you have oymim ruba laparetz, which creates it into a wall. You may add literally a real wall higher than 3.5 tefachim from the ground. It wouldn't work, because that's what's called a mechitza tluya, a hanging wall. And the hanging wall is not materis, it doesn't work. So you can't even have this case of saying war even oymim ruba laparetz to work if it was on the bottom, these 4. And now, imokim le'iloi, and if you put it on the top, that is on the third ear space, which is on the top, meaning between the second and the third string, but that also wouldn't work, because asya avir the high gisa, because then you're going to have the ear space on the top, which is above it, meaning from the string towards the sky, with the high gisa, and the ear space which is below it, which is between the second and the third string on the top, because that's also now qualified as aver, as ear space, because since you're saying that it's more than 3 tefachim, again, and therefore it won't have the halachic status as closed, because it's not loved anymore, because that's the case you're trying to draw, that it's going to be a piritz of a little bit less than 4, and therefore it's going to be oymim meruba laparetz, but then you're going to have the ear space of either side, umavatale, and it's going to be mavatal, that rope, that string, because you're not even going to have now 6 on the bottom. Because the problem what you're having is because this middle ear space is going to be valuable now in the sense that it's more than 3 tefachim, and it's considered something significant to be mavatal of the string, because the string is surrounded on both sides by substantial ear spaces. On the top of the third string, you have the ear from the sky, and then you have below it now this larger than 3 tefachim, because that's what you're saying. We said you can't put it on the bottom, because more than 3 tefachim is going to make a mechitza tluya. That doesn't work. You can't have it on the top, meaning between the top of the string and the second string, in the sense, because now you're going to have a large gap, which won't be loved, which will be avid akapasal, below the top string, and on top of the on the top of the top string, which will be mevatel that string totally, as if it's not there, and as if you don't have that whole area. You only have the bottom string, so to speak, and now you're not even gonna have 6 of oymid at all. And e mukim le bimitzi, and if you're going to say that it's in the middle, that is, you have 3 tefachim between the top string and the middle string, and you have 3 from the ground to the first string. But the middle one, between the strings, that second string, is where you're going to have 4 tefachim. That also can't work because havali imim ruba laparts mishtei ruchis. Because although you will have more closed area than open area in that case, but it's only from two sides, and that is because you're not going to have a direct imim ruba laparts. Only if you join the two sides, that is the top has three, that's closed because we see love, but it's less than three. The bottom has three, so between the two of them, you have closed area of six. And that's bigger than the four that's in the middle. But that's only from two sides. So Shamina, you could learn from here that Aymim Rubal apart, Mishtei Ruchis, Abu Aymid, that when you have more closed area, only through a combination of both sides, that together they're going to be bigger than the parts that's in the middle, but each one individually doesn't have, that should be considered Aymid to overpower the parts, yet that's not true. So therefore, again, the case that you're painting to say the Mishnah could have said, to prove that obviously that the Mishnah did not say it, that you don't say Ayin Merubah LaParetz when it comes to Arav, to horizontal combinations of the closed part being more than the open part, that's not true because the case is not gemult like they say in Yiddish. You can't have that case because the bottom can't have a gap of more than 3 tefachim because then it won't be, even on a regular wall, it won't be kosher. You can't have it on the top because then you're going to have an ear space that's larger than 3 tefachim both on the top and the bottom. It's going to do away with the whole top string. And you can't have it in the middle either because then, even though then you will halachically have Ayin Merubah LaParetz, but it's only a combination of what's on top of it and what's below it, only together a joint, and we don't say Ayin Merubah LaParetz with a joint combination of both sides. Each one individually has to be bigger than the pirtz that's on the side of it. It's a 1-to-1 ratio, not a 2-to-1 ratio. So David Gemara says, Ella, rather, since we can't find this case of Rav Nuna in the Mishnah, really what Rav Nuna was asking is as follows. Rav Nuna hochi kumim b'ayilim. What he was asking wasn't this question of if you apply the halacha of Ayin Merubah LaParetz by the halachas of Arif. Rather, his question was, if someone brings a mat that's 7 tefachim and a little bit more, the chakuk ba gimel. Now, in this mat, he carved out a hole, an ear space of 3 tefachim, the shavik ba dalet, and he left 4 tefachim that are complete on the top, umashu, and that little bit more, that was that 7 and a little bit, that he left below that 3 that he cut out. V'ukme, and now he left that little bit that was left over, but pachis migimel. That's less than 3 tefachim from the ground. So now what you have oymim merubah laparetz from one side, which was on the top side. The top, which is 4, is more than the parts, which is below it, that's a little bit more than, that's 3. And you had, and regarding the halacha, that the avra of this side and the avra of this side, to disqualify what's in between, that also you can't say, because here, since you have Oymen Merubah on the Avra that's below it, you don't say that the ear space of what's the top 4 is going to be nullified by the Gimel on bottom and the ear space on top, because that's only when each one is going to be bigger. But here now that the Oymen, the 4, is bigger than the 3 below it, it totally nullifies the ear space. So you have that covered, so it only has the ear on top of it, that won't nullify the Mechitza, because every Mechitza has ear space on top of it. And therefore, that's the way that you could say that was the case of Rav Nuna, that he was asking in such a way that you will have Oymim Ruh LaParetz in this horizontal, not this vertical way that we were discussing between the pegs, but rather on a hierarchy from the bottom upwards. That was the case that he was having. But to prove it from the Mishnah's case of ropes, consecutive ropes going upwards, there wouldn't be possible to have the question, the case of Rav Nuna, to ask and say the Mishnah didn't say it. The question of Rav Nuna in imposing this type of a question was in the case that we said about, again, you have a machzelas of Zayim and Mashu, you cut out 3, you have a little bit on the bottom, which now that's within 3 from the bottom. So yeah, it's not Mechitza Shagidoyim Toilimba, and now you're going to have Oymim Ruba LaParetz from the top to the bottom, and you also won't have that it's the Aver of Haigis and Haigis and Mevatlet, and we took care of all the problems that would have been in the case of the Mishnah. It applies in this type of case that he said. Another approach to the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, Mechitza Tluyi Boilei. The question of Rav Nuna was totally not regarding the question of if you say Oymim Ruba LaParetz by Arav. Rav Ashi says that he took for granted that you would say Oymim Ruba LaParetz when Arav, just like you say by Shasi. Rather, his question was in the following case of a hanging Mechitza. And that is, if you actually have a machzelis, a mat that's 10 tefachim, but it was elevated from the ground 3 or more tefachim. And the question of Rav Nuna is, do you still say that the oymid, the covered area, the 10 tefachim, would be mevatel, the parts that's below it, since it's less than it, or maybe not, because it's still more than 3 tefachim from the ground? As the Gemara says, Kedibayim Inei, Rav Tavel Merav, that he asked the same question, and that was Rav Nuna's question. Again, not like we said, regarding the Arab, do you say, just like you say by Shesi, Oymim Ruba LaParetz. That, of course, you'll say, why not, what's the difference? And it's not like the Gemara said it in the previous answer that you could find the case of Oymim Ruba LaParetz, which you don't have it on Mishnah, and that's why it wasn't a Raya that you won't say it. Rather, the question was regarding mechitza tluya. And that is mechitza tluya, regarding a hanging mechitza, again, that it doesn't reach all the way to the ground. Mahu shatata b'churba. What's the halacha would it permit by a churba? A churba is a destroyed building. The reason why they picked that is because generally those are the type of buildings that are missing the bottom of the wall. So you have this house and it has a wall and there's just the bottom part that's missing. So it's, so to speak, like it's hanging in the air. Do you say that since it has 10 tfachim, or whatever it is, a kosher wall, and but it's lacking the bottom, what's the halacha? So Amalei, ein mechitza tluya matayas elbamayim, says, this halacha of a hanging wall does not permit, it's not a kosher mechitza, because it's more than 3 tefachim from the ground. The only place that it works is by water, that there we permitted for a person to be able to draw water. For example, as the Gemara later on, the Pizayin and Perakitza Mishtatim, we'll talk about a case, what's called Gezustra, which is basically like a porch that has the dimensions of Rosh HaSayach, that we see the walls as if they're going down, and you have a hole in your porch floor, and there you could draw down from a well that's under you. We view that as the mechitzas, which are tluyas, as if they're hanging mechitzas, as if they go good aches, as if they go totally down to the seawater, and it's considered in that area of the Rosh HaSayach. However, if it's not in water, it's not going to be kosher. As he said, kalu shekilu chacham b'mayim, it's only a leniency that we permitted for water. Water is a necessity. And therefore, that was his question, and that is the answer, that mechitzat tluya would not work. But definitely, as we said, that the halach of arv will be the same of shasi, and that is, it will definitely work if it's merubah. And again, this whole question is regarding a mechitzat tluya. Now the Gemara continues with our Mishnah, that our Mishnah said, makifin bekanim bechulu, that we said that, again, just like we said it regarding horizontally, you could do it vertically, as long as it's less than 3 tefachim from one to the other. So then we said that they could create the walls halachically that way with the principle of love. But then we had a machlekes in the Mishnah that was only by a shayara, only for a caravan, or even for every single person, they could use this leniency of creating a wall out of love. So we had this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which he said that b'shayara in, that it's only with a caravan that we had this leniency, but b'yachaloi, but not with an individual. It's only leniency we made for people out in the open fields. They have no other way to do it. On that, they're going to ask a stira contradiction. By the time we learn the b'raiser, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, kol mechitzas Shabbos, all the walls, all these partitions of Shabbos, which it means regarding these weak halachic walls, which is that it's either just vertical or it's just horizontal, as we spoke about in our Mishnah, which we permitted for the public in the case of tchak, in the case of extreme circumstances where they have no other viable option. On that, Rabbi Yehuda says, lohitiru liyachad yosim beis hasayim. We did not permit it for an individual more than the area of two saws. And that is, if let's say he went and he circled it in, he went and closed in the area, if it's more than two sasayim, that won't help. And even if he's closing it in for deer purposes, that he wants to live there because he wants to dwell there Friday night, and that's why he enclosed it from before Shabbos, still it's not going to work more than two sasayim, as we said on Amud Aleph, that this is these are weak halachic walls, and therefore we only allow it up to base sasayim and not more than that. However, what we see from this halacha is that up to base sasayim, that it is permitted. However, that's not like he learned. Now, Mishnah says it doesn't work for an individual, only for Shayara, and yet here he says that for an individual it works up to sasayim. And that the Gemara answers, could Amr Rav Nachman, we could use the same teretz Rav Nachman said, V'itema, and some say that it was Rav Bibi Bar Abaya, that they said in elsewhere, which the Gemara is going to quote in a moment, that loy nitzcha, we didn't need this, that what we said, that it's going to be puzzle with these weak halachic walls. When we said that it's invalid, it was elalitlan kol tzarkan. It only meant that we don't give them all their necessities, meaning that we don't let it as much as they need, because we only let it up to beis hasayim. So hachinami, here also the same answer will apply, that regarding this that Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, that it will not work, it will only work in the shayar, but not for individual, what meant litlan kol tzarkan. It meant that we're not going to give him all his needs. In other words, with these walls, we're not going to let more than beis hasayim, but beis hasayim does work, as he says in the Braisa, because he went and he enclosed it for dira purposes to dwell here on Shabbos. That is what we say, that a caravan is better, that there we give a caravan cold sarkan. That means for a caravan, we let even more than beis hasayim. However, it's not a stira, because we do allow up to beis hasayim, even by a yachid. So now the Gemara says, Heichi itmar Rav Nachman, where was this statement that we're quoting from Rav Nachman, V'item at some stage as Rav Bibi Rabbi? Ahadanan, it was on our Mishnah also. Our Mishnah said, Kol mechitza she'ena shel shesi ba'arv, ena mechitza. Any wall that's not both horizontal and vertical, that has this type of a weave, is not a kosher wall. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. He says, never works. You always have to have both shesi and arv. You can't use a wall just made out of vertical or horizontal lines. Which the Gemara has, Omiyam Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Hachi, they need both. But Tanya will learn the Braisa, Echad Yochad ve'Echad Shayor L'Chavolim, both for an individual and for a caravan, the heter of the ropes that it works. That means you could surround it just with horizontal ropes, even though there is no vertical or vertical without horizontal. Now, the Braisa is, so he continues, he says, Ma ben yochid l'shir. So what is the difference between an individual and a caravan? So he says, Yochid noisen loy beis asayim. For an individual, they only give with these walls up to beis asayim. However, of course, if it's kosher walls, you can get as much as you want. You can close a rishus yochid as far as you want. But with these weak halachic walls that either has only vertical, only horizontal, only lets up to beis asayim. Similarly, shnayim, only noisen and beis asayim, or give only beis asayim. But gimel, when there's three people already nasa shir, they become halachic, a group, a caravan. And for that, for noisen beis sheish, for them they give six saws. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Chacham, they argue and they say, Echad yachad ve'echad shayara, individual, a caravan, noislam kol tzarkim, we give them whatever they need, they can make it as big as they want. It's halachic walls, and who cares? It's not only based on time, and even not only not out in the road, even an individual in the city. But the condition they attach to it is, as long as there's not at least two saws of open area. That is, that you shouldn't enclose your area more than an excess of two saws that's unnecessary. We let you a little leeway, a little liberal room to have more than you need, but not more than beis asayim. That's the one condition they attach to it. So therefore, you have a steer in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. On the one hand, in our Mishnah, he says it never works for nobody if it doesn't have shasi and arv. And yet here in the Braisa, he says that it will work if it has only shasi or only arv. And not only will it work, it will work both for a shayara and even a yachid. So that's a total contradiction. And that is where we had said what we quoted before. Amrav Nachman b'tem Rabbi Barbaya loy nitzcha elitna and kol tzarkan. What we needed for was to say to give them all their needs. In other words, when Rabbi Yisi in our Mishnah said that it's not a mechitza, he meant it's not a mechitza for everything that they need, but it is a mechitza for an individual. It helps for up to beis asayim, and for a shayara, it helps even up to sheish, even up to six asayim. However, that's the same resolution of the contradiction that we said regarding the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that it doesn't work when we said in our Mishnah. It doesn't work for everything, but it works for an individual up to beis asayim, and for a rabbin, for a shayara, up to six saws. So now, regarding the topic that we just spoke about, the Gemara quotes Lahalacha. Darsh Rav Nachman, Mishum Rebbein Yishmol, he got up to lecture and he said, Yachid, regarding an individual, Naisim loy beis asayim, we give him two saws. Beis, when there's two people, also Naisim beis asayim, we still give him only two saws. Gimel, when there's three people, Nasu Shayar, they become a caravan. But Naisim beis sheish, we give him up to six saws of area that we allow with these halachic walls of love. So they asked him, Shabkad Rabbanan, you're leaving the opinion of the Rabbanan, who they see could always have more than you need, even in a shayara, an individual, even more than two saws. V'avdik Rabbi Yisrael Yehudin, going like an individual, like a yachid, when there's a rabban that argue on him. So Hadar Ukim Rav Nachman Amoyer Lebedosh. Rav Nachman went back up to the lectern, he got another interpreter, and he lectured again. He says, Dvarim Shemat Lefneichem Toysem Biyadi. What I had lectured was a mistake. Barim Kachom, rather, this is the truth, this is what they said. Yachid, when it's individual, noisel and beisayim, they give two saws. Shnayim, when there's two people, noisel and beisayim, you still give only two saws. Shloisha, when there's three people, nasa shayara, they become a caravan. But noisel and kol tzarka, not like I said before that you give only six saws. When it's a shayara, you give all their needs. So we continue on to the top of Yudzayin Manav, where the Gemara asks, wait a second, you still didn't totally resolve it. Reisha, Rabbi Yehuda, the first part of your halachic statement was like Rabbi Yehuda, that you said an individual gets only beis asayim. Because according to Rabbanan, they say even for individual, you get kol tzarka as much as you need. But for Sefer Rabbanan, then with this retraction that you say, only there you're attracted by the Sefer, that La Halacha you said when it's a Shayara, that there they get called Sarkan, and not like you had previously said, like Rabban only six, what's going on? Why only halfway did you retract? So it says, yes, Mishum Nukoi Avue, because the father of Rabbi Yehuda, who's Rabbi Yehuda, regarding the first Halachas of a Yachid, and two, which is like a Yachid, which is not a Shayara, whereas Bishitasa, he holds the same opinion. And that is, since Rabbi Yehuda himself agrees to his son in that area, that we don't give more than the base of Sayim when it's a mechitza of either Shasi or Arev for an individual. Therefore, in that area, we do paskin like a base of Yehuda, because not just him, it's him and his father, and therefore that will outweigh the Rabban who say by individual, you could have as much as you want. So although I retracted by the last halacha, because there it's only a base of Yehuda against the Rabbanan, and therefore when it's a shiur, you could have as much as you need. Regarding the first halachas of a yachid or two people, the halacha will stand like a base of Yehuda that an individual can only have up to base a sign by these weak halachic walls of either shasi or only arv.